Hi, this is Nick Treadall. This is my audio boo. It's the 3rd of February 2011. It's 23:17. I'm just about to go to bed. I've been watching a bit of TV. Watched the excellent Justin Lee Collins' new TV program about Japan. Very, very funny indeed. And before that, I watched the Louis Theroux program about Jerusalem, about the West Bank and the insanities going on there with the Arabs and the Palestinians and the Jews and what. Wow, I'm glad I'm living where I'm living. Really, I'm not living there. And before that, I went swimming night to night. Pretty much very good, enjoyable. Wasn't stopped too many times by the swimming instructor and interrupted by idle banter. So I got some nice swimming in. Managed to do a few lengths on the old front core, which is not my breaststroke. I learned to swim with the breaststroke, so that that's most comfortable at the minute. But I'm really trying to learn the front core better. But it's just getting everything, in the right order, really, and getting it all flowing and everything. Remembering to do this and do that and breathing and whatever, which side to breathe on and all the rest of it. But yeah, it's coming along. It's getting quite good. Not too much to report. Been listening to all the other boos with interest. I think there's been some discussion about apps and stuff like that, iPhone apps and iPad apps and all the rest of it. I think one of my favourite used apps at the minute, probably the RunKeeper app, which is brilliant for anybody who does any regular exercise, running, jogging, walking, cycling. You know, it's brilliant for recording, you know, where you've been, how far you went and what speed you went and all kinds of other stats and wonderful stuff. I always use the TV one, the TV listings one, which is it's just like having a TV magazine at your fingertips, really. I always check that when I get home at night, see what's on TV, and I can always then assess whether there's anything I want to watch, and I don't have to like skirt around all the TV stations and look at the TV guide on the cable thing. I just go to the program I want to watch, and then if there isn't anything on, I'll just normally go and sit on the computer for a few hours or read or do something. I'm really enjoying the Kindle for the iPhone at the minute, more so than iBooks, because you can get things really cheaper on the Kindle. I like the layout of it, I like the look of it. It's just simple, it works. I'm enjoying reading at the minute on the iPhone. It's very, very portable. You haven't got to carry a big thick book around with you, or just any book. You can read at night, you can read underneath the covers. You know, I can read a couple of chapters before, or a couple of, you know, a bit before I go to bed at night. It's great, and I'm really liking it. I even, I'll tell you this now, even today at work, when I was in a really boring meeting, whipped the iPhone out, had a bit of a read of a book I'm reading while the meeting was going on. Can't be bad. Don't tell anyone, though. So, yeah, it's been a pretty boring day, really. Apart from the evening's been all right, but the daytime wasn't. Plans for the weekend tomorrow, work, but should be a relatively easy-ish day. And then weekend, not really any plans at the minute, but it's going to be involving probably going somewhere on Saturday with Max. I know that Ira's got some project or something she's got to do for her, so I might have to take Max out somewhere on my own, or with a mate, with my mate somewhere, with his kid. Try and work out somewhere exciting to go, or not. Yes, that's it, really. That's how it's panning out. Cat is still got his cone on his head. He's pulled it off a couple of times. I've had to put it back on. His tail at the minute is stable. It's stable. It seems to be healing. It's congealed, and You know, he's been trying to bite it, but I don't think he's done any serious more damage to it. It's not bloody or anything, so it looks as if it's kind of like healing. I'm going to try and take him to the cat, to the vet over the weekend, because he needs his boosters as well, injections. Get the old tail checked out as well, and some point, probably in the next week or so, take the thing off him, off his head, and see if he starts nipping at it. If he does, I'll have to put it back on for another couple of weeks or something. Yeah, so that's it really. Nothing else to report. I'm going to go and listen to the wind now in bed, and probably do some reading as well underneath the covers. Speak to you later.